From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Afghanistan, most of the violence is happening in the south and the east of the country. In the north, it's a different story. The area is relatively calm. But there are simmering tensions among the ethnic groups there, which could get worse ahead of Afghanistan's presidential election. NPR's Jackie Northam traveled to the city of Mazar-e-Sharif and sent this report.
There's something that occurs as you cross Afghanistan's Hindu Kush mountain range and start heading north. The war that's being fought in the rest of the country begins to seem a long way away. It's more than just the miles you put behind you. It's a mindset. This is particularly true on the busy streets of Mazar-e-Sharif, the largest city in the region. It's an energetic city without the huge blast walls that dominate the landscape of Kabul. The people in this city and region are an ethnic mix of Tajiks, Uzbeks, Hazaras, and Turkmen, reflecting the country that border this area of Afghanistan. What you don't find here is a large number of Pashtuns, the predominant ethnic group in the rest of Afghanistan. Reza Husseini, an archaeologist in Mazar-e-Sharif, says that's a good thing. He equates the Pashtuns with the Taliban.
In a place that you see the Pashtun people, even in a small village, in a big district or big province, you will see Al-Qaeda there, you will see the narcotic drugs there, you will see everything, you know, the attacks, everything.
Husseini says many people in the north feel bad for those suffering the violence in the other parts of the country, but
they think why these people accept the Taliban, why these people cooperate with the Taliban, why these people support the Taliban. And they know the Taliban, you know, burn their houses, their schools, they will kill everybody they can find. The people in the north, they think, why these people do this? Why?
Certainly the people in northern Afghanistan have reason to fear the Taliban. There was widespread violence in the late 1990s as the Islamic group fought for control of the area. At one point in 1998, Taliban fighters targeted the ethnic Hazaras, who are Shiites considered heretics by the Taliban. Conservative numbers put the death toll at 2,000. Dr. Najafi Zardar, himself an Hazara, was in Mazar-e-Sharif at the time.
I know many people were killed by the Taliban. They were my friends. We discovered a mass grave. We took out 8 bodies and buried them separately.
Sitting in his garden, sipping orange juice, Zardar recalls how Pashtun friends hid him and his family in their homes. Because of that experience, Zardar says he doesn't harbor any ill will towards the Pashtun. But he knows that memories last a long time in this area and says that while many people in the north tolerate the Pashtun, there isn't a lot of trust. An old blind man sits cross-legged, hands open to any offerings, outside the shrine of Khwaja Parsa in the city of Balkh, a half-hour drive from Mazar-e-Sharif. Balkh is known as the mother of cities. Alexander the Great used it as his base in 329 BC. Genghis Khan virtually destroyed it in the early 13th century. Today, Balkh is a Pashtun stronghold, one of the few in northern Afghanistan. And it's where the Taliban found refuge during the last days of its regime in late 2001.
Hello.
Bolam Rasool runs a pharmacy on the main street of Balkh. He remembers how bad things were here after the Taliban were overthrown.
In 2001,
there were problems between the Pashtun and all the other groups. But now it's getting better, little by little.
But Hosi Mohammed Sami, head of the Independent Human Rights Commission in Mazar-e-Sharif, says the run-up to the August 20th presidential election could bring trouble.
Every ethnic group is supporting its own leaders. It won't take much to spark trouble.
Sami says he does not want to return to the days of feuding warlords.
It's always like we go one step ahead and two steps backward. That's what happens here.
People here are also increasingly worried about the deteriorating security situation in the neighboring province of Kunduz. Taliban insurgents appear to be making inroads there. If that spreads, there are fears that the calm here in Mazar-e-Sharif could evaporate. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Mazar-e-Sharif.